the mother of 18-month-old Palestinian boy who was killed in recent arson settler attack on his home in the occupied West Bank may have gone brain dead. According to doctors, Rahima Dawabsha was put on a respirator earlier this week, with some doctors at the Israeli hospital she is in suggesting she may be brain dead. On July 31st, a group of settlers attacked Dawabsha house with firebombs. As a result, her 18-month-old baby was killed instantly while her husband died on Saturday. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Thursday, August 13th, 2015 news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by George Maui and me, Ghassan Banoura.
You're listening to the KBOO Evening News. This is a volunteer-produced newscast, and we encourage your participation. Call us with your breaking news stories at 503-231-8032. Our production team for tonight's newscast is Doug McVeigh and Alan Montecelio. The producer is Sam Bowman. Our engineer is Matthew Olson. The KBOO Evening News and Public Affairs Director is Jenka Soderberg. A podcast of local stories from this newscast is available on our website at kboo.fm/eveningnews or look for us on Twitter at KBOO News. If you'd like to call your elected representatives about any issue you've heard on the news tonight, here are the phone numbers, so get a pen or something to write with. The local number for Senator Ron Wyden is 503-326-7525. The number for Senator Jeff Merkley is 503-326-3386. Oregon Governor Kate Brown's number is 503-378-3111. And Portland Mayor Charlie Hales can be reached at 503-823-4120. You're listening to KBOO Portland 90.7 FM, K282BH Philomath 104.3 FM, and K220HR Hood River 91.9 FM. I'm Doug McVeigh.
And I'm Sarika Mehta. Coming up tomorrow morning on KBOO at 7, it's Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman and Juan Gonzalez. At 8 on Positively Revolting, Ani and Lynn discuss what it means to be an ally. At 9 on Political Perspectives, host Doug McVeigh speaks with Johan Hari about his best-selling book, Chasing the Scream, The First and Last Days of the War on Drugs. At 10, it's Air Cascadia, headlines, interviews, and commentary with Chris Andre. At 10:15, hear Flashpoints, investigative news radio. And at 11, Rabia Yemen hosts The Digital Divide, analyzing how to use science, medicine, and technology to benefit society and keep it from harming us. Thanks, KBOO members, for your generous support. If you are not a member, you can change that by going to kboo.fm and clicking on Donate Today.
And now stay tuned for a KBOO News In-Depth feature coming up next. Good night, Sarika.
Good night, Doug. Good night,
Matthew.
Good night,
Matthew.
Good night.
KBOO News In-Depth, where we take a deeper look at the top news stories impacting our community.
Thank you for listening to the KBOO Evening News. My name is Sam Bowman. Things are heating up in Washington, D.C. in the lead-up to the congressional vote to approve or disapprove of the Iran nuclear deal, which seeks to limit Iran's ability to build a nuclear weapon in exchange for lifting economic sanctions that have crippled the Iranian economy. There is significant but not exactly known opposition in Congress to the deal, primarily among Republicans but including some Democrats. Neither of Oregon's two Democratic senators have come down firmly on one side or the other. Israel has been very active in Washington, D.C. through its lobbying groups, putting pressure on lawmakers to reject the deal, which Israel believes will only allow Iran to make a bomb more quickly after a short period. An event will be held this Saturday, August 15th, at noon at Pioneer Square, in support of the deal. The rally was organized by a number of groups, including Jewish Voices for Peace, PDX, American-Iranian Friendship Council, PDX, and Oregon Physicians for Social Responsibility. For more, I spoke with Maxine Fuchsen of Jewish Voices for Peace. Can you tell me a little bit about what's going to be happening on August 15th here in Portland and around the world?
Sure. August 15th, Saturday, is a global day of peace. So rallies are going to be happening in more than 40 cities around the world, urging for peace with Iran. So urging legislators to support the nuclear deal that was just negotiated with Iran, and to stand for peace and friendship with the country of Iran.
The Iran deal that was reached between six countries and the Islamic Republic needs to be approved by the United States Congress, and is currently facing a fair amount of opposition from Republicans and a few Democrats.
That's right.
What is likely to be the immediate fallout if Congress does not approve this deal?
Well, the fallout is that President Obama has said that he'll he'll veto the congressional disapproval if that happens. So then it needs to go to Congress again, and they would have to override the veto. So it takes, 2/3 vote to override the veto. So the important thing that we feel is that Congress approve it, and actually, it's kind of a funny reason that it requires congressional approval. That was step one of the attempt to squash this deal. If you might recall, before the deal was approved, it's really the kind of treaty or accord that the president should be able to go ahead and for our country negotiate and have it go into effect. But Congress passed a bill saying that they had the right for 60 days to review it and then vote approval or veto. So that's why it's gone into this process. And so we're urging all of our congressional delegation to support the bill. And so far, our two Oregon senators have not come out with a statement that they are in support. So they're on the fence.
Can you talk a little bit about the role of AIPAC and the Israeli lobby in general?
So the AIPAC, the America Israel lobby, has through various different groups put lots of money into a campaign to get this bill vetoed and stopped. Including back in January Israel's Prime Minister Netanyahu came totally inappropriately and spoke to the Congress about how bad this would be, so interfering in U.S. foreign policy, speaking to Congress. And that's continued. In fact, he just did a webcast that was directed to the Jewish community about a week or week and a half ago, urging people from the Jewish community to contact their legislators to veto the bill. And our message to the Israeli government is that the whole rest of the world, from nuclear experts, Netanyahu's many of his own security advisors, military advisors, all other governments, everybody else says this is a solid, good deal with verification processes in place. So Iran, there's a lot of checks and balances. But Israel, I think, wants to keep Iran as an enemy, keep them from having some sort of balance of power, maybe distract away from the Palestinian situation. But Israel has put a lot of money, a lot of influence into trying to change congressional opinion.
Just to talk briefly about the actual effectiveness of the deal itself, going back to what senators are saying about, like, one senator from my home state of Illinois, Republican Mark Kirk, made a particularly drastic statement about it, and he compared the deal to Britain's appeasement of Nazi Germany prior to World War II. And while that's an overstatement, obviously, but it does illustrate the concern that some people have about Iran's trustworthiness on this.
Mm-hmm. You know, I just think that's so ironic because, again, I think that's language that's being fueled, written by the Israel lobby. So I think we have no evidence to that effect for a couple of reasons. Number one, that's using aggressive policies, aggressive practices, really, it's Israel. There's one nuclear armed nation in the Middle East. That's not Iran. That is Israel. Iran has been shown over and over again to not have been developing nuclear weapons. They've said they don't have an intention to do so, and nuclear inspectors have substantiated that. So I think there's really absolutely no reason to assume we can't trust Iran. And I think, you know, on the other side, Israel has never kept a promise that it's made, except that it's going to be aggressive and attack the Palestinians. They've never been clear and out in the open that they do have a nuclear stockpile, but yet it's completely well known that they do, but they've never admitted that. So I think it's very ironic that the Israelis are perpetuating, or I should say the Israeli government is perpetuating this notion that we can't trust Iran. Iran has not invaded or attacked any other country. The other part of it is if you choose to not trust them, I think we have to trust that the negotiations that went on for quite a long time and were carried out by really world nuclear experts feel that there's very verifiable inspection processes put in place. So we don't even have to trust the Iranians. We're going to be watching. The world is going to be watching what they're doing by doing continuous checks on their nuclear buildup, which is they are allowed to maintain peaceful use of nuclear energy, which is certainly reasonable because nobody should deny them that.
You talked a little bit about what's happening this coming Saturday, and what can people do in the meantime and up until the votes go forward order to talk to their senators about this?
Great. So, just one more time, we're going to be meeting up at Pioneer Square at 12 noon, and we'll be starting out up at the southwest corner of the square, so right across the street from Nordstrom's. Bring a banner calling for peace with Iran. The website, if people want to make banners, is www.supportirandeal.com. That's supportirandeal.com. The other thing that I think is really important is to call our two senators. Senator Jeff Merkley's D.C. office is 202-224-3753. And Senator Ron Wyden is 202-224-5244. The easy message is just tell them to support the Iran deal. And what we understand as of today is Jeff Merkley is leaning towards supporting it. We just met with him. Unfortunately, he wouldn't give us a statement of support. He said, I'm still considering it. He's considered to be in the leaning yes column. Senator Wyden is, we're not sure at all. He has very strong connections with the Israel lobby. So I think it's much more concerning how he's going to vote. But they both need to hear from us over and over that their constituents believe that this deal is in the best interests of security for the U.S., for the world, for Israel, for everybody, and that we're not going to be swayed by the fear and the rhetoric that's not true that is being built up by the Israeli government. And, you know, I want to add one other thing that's important about this, Sam, which is that Iranian money under the nuclear sanctions, a great deal of Iranian money has been held. And it's really, the sanctions have very much crippled the economy of Iran. Studies have shown that the most the most vulnerable Iranian citizens, women, children, the elderly, have really suffered under these nuclear sanctions. And so really one of the carrots, if you would say, put out to Iran is that in response for agreeing to the limitation on their nuclear development, no nuclear weapon development, continuous availability for inspections, the sanctions will be lifted. And that's just a humanitarian act. So that's a really, really important thing for the economy and the people of Iran. And I think that's part of the message tomorrow, is that the people of Iran are not our enemies. They are not our enemies. And I think this plan, this gets back to that whole thing of, can we trust them or not? The foreign minister of Iran made a press statement last week saying that the Iranian government sees this not as the end, but the beginning of a framework to maybe more normalized and better relations. And isn't that what we all want?
All right. Maxine Fuchsen, thank you very much for speaking with us today.
Sure thing. Thank you very much.
For KBOO Evening News, I'm Sam Bowman, speaking with Maxine Fuchsen of Jewish Voice for Peace, PDX.
You're listening to KBOO Portland. The time is 6 p.m. Coming up next, Rose City Native Radio.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of Peña Flamenca de Portland, August 30th at the Headwaters Theater in Portland. This month, La Peña's show features artists from the Bay Area and France, including Andrea La Calena, Cristo Cortez, and Ricardo Diaz y Brenna McDonald. Again, that's Peña Flamenca de Portland, August 30th at the Headwaters Theater, located at 55 Northeast Farragut Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the